assignments, and it gives me assignments with different priority levels. So like something that's like accessible coursework, I would put as a 2! Priority level, and then it goes lesser and lesser for things that are just like revision tasks and stuff like that. So that keeps track of all my assignments. And then I've got to break the stop myself breaking my back carrying around lots of textbooks, because, you know, I do really sciencey subjects and they're fairly textbook heavy subjects. So there's subjects for maths, chemistry, and then I do uni extension chem, so I have lots of really big books. Instead, I've just got them all on here. They're all the PDF files nowadays come with every textbook, so you can just load them on the device. You've got, like, it renders fairly fast. The pages are very easy to read. If you want to zoom in, you can just zoom in like that. You can search things so that if I don't know what I'm looking for, you can just click the search button. This is, so I've just come back from a music rehearsal playing guitar, and it gives me, I can either look at it in tablature mode or I can look at it in normal sheet music mode. And then, you know, sometimes I can't read the rhythms perfectly, so I can just hit play and it'll play it for me. Which, you know, has become really helpful. And then especially in things like in concert band, where I've got younger people to mentor who don't quite get it all the time, for them to be able to just go, bang, here it is. You know, it works really well. So I've got this application, works with almost all the functionality of Photoshop and Illustrator. You've got, you know, it's fairly advanced stuff, considering, like, it does most of the stuff that I do on a computer. You've got all your brushes and things like that. So if I choose, like, a big fat brush here, and let's make it a bright blue, close that down, and